Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, ultra-MAGA nuclear patriots. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, and this is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. Yes, and so much wiffling to do. It's just not, there's not enough time in the day. I mean, we could have Wiffle Bat Wednesday be all day Wednesday.
Yes.
Today.
Yes, it could. And people are really upset, and they have a right to be. We've had several elections stolen. You know, they let enough go through and let the Republicans win enough so that they can say, see, Republicans won here and there. But the key areas, the stuff involved.
They had total control over them.
Yep. The things that we're learning is just, it's infuriating.
Right.
It is absolutely infuriating, and I mean, it's right at the level where the Brazilians are right now.
Yes, exactly. Right.
And Americans would have the same right to be that angry. I mean, they got millions of people surrounding their military
headquarters. Right now. Yep.
And you know, so.
Well, and good on them for that, because they're not standing for it. They're not going to allow that communist coup, the election fraud that was trying to steal that whole election from Brazil.
Right.
And so, you know, like we had mentioned before, watching the clip of all of them in front of the military headquarters, they're all chanting, and you can hear them from like 10 stories up. And all you see—
And miles away.
Yeah, miles and miles, just an ocean of people.
Yes.
And I think it was you that said there's a Brazilians out there.
there's Brazilians of them. Yep.
And it's true. But that is exactly what Americans need to be doing right now. Because that's what happens when you don't stand for something. You don't just ignore it and go, okay, well, let them change the subject and go about your daily lives. No, you put a stop to it.
Yeah, people around the world are looking at the United States and they're looking at Brazil and they're saying, why?
Yeah, what's wrong with America?
Right, but here's the thing. The United States has probably one of the most complex and deeply embedded deep state counter governments, parallel governments, where they have, Brazil does not have things like, an FBI with people posing as Bolsonaro supporters, trying to stir up things and trying to instigate lawlessness and things like that.
Right.
You know, here in the United States, they have targeted the conservatives, the Trump supporters. They've demonized them. They have basically made them out to be, you know, terrorists. And they've been working at this for a long time. And the heads of all of these people, like the military in Brazil, they are auditing that election. You're not going to have that happen in the United States.
Right, exactly.
Because the military have been replaced for the last 12 years.
Yeah.
Replaced with globalists and members of the World Economic, or not World Economic Forum, but the Council on Foreign Relations.
And that's what happens when incrementalism has been going on in your nation ever since 1945.
Right.
And so this incrementalism where they slowly tighten the noose around everything to where this is where we are now. They've got the noose around all of America because they've basically put everything in place to control the elections and manipulate them through fraud. And they've put all of their people in place through these fraudulent elections so that we have no legal authority to prosecute any of these criminals.
They're appointees. I mean, not even elected officials.
Elected, people that have been appointed, elected and appointed.
Yeah, and embedded in all of the apparatus that we would pursue justice with,
Right.
And correct stolen elections and prosecute people that would need to be, have been prosecuted with people that, I mean, that have been replaced with people that are looking the other way or even assisting or tyrannizing the people that would stand for righteousness.
Right. And so the thing is that it's what Carrie Lake said and what Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht are saying is now's the time to fight, because it is absolutely unacceptable. It's very, very obvious that one election after another has been fraudulently manipulated.
Yes.
And if we're not going to stand up to it and forcibly cause it to not happen anymore.
Right.
There's nothing. We have nothing. But again, this is what we've been saying for the past 2 years. You can't possibly expect to ever have another legitimate election in this nation so long as it can be manipulated. If we do right. anything other than have voter ID with your paper ballot and with hand counts, it's going to continue to be manipulated, and it's all the elections are going to turn out fraudulent. And right. so this has been happening, people, for 22 years now.
Well,
if Trump runs for president again, who cares?
Right. I mean, they'll say, let him be mad and we'll take the election again.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Let everybody be angry and we'll prosecute anybody who, you know, shows up with a weapon. I mean, a sign.
Yeah, know. Right. A sign is that's as aggressive right. as anybody's willing to get.
Yeah.
And so, but that's the core of the problem. And Trump may as well not even run if we're not going to get rid of all of these fraudulent capabilities.
And here's the corner elections. That we've painted ourselves into is that we do need to go back to paper ballots. We need to get rid of all of the machines. We need to have voter ID required when you show up.
That's right.
And
no mail-ins whatsoever.
Yeah. Your military personnel serving overseas, or, you know, there are certain circumstances. They're very tightly controlled. But the problem is all of those measures have to be approved by the legislature. The legislatures are full of people that are on board with this system.
Right.
And you can't vote them out and replace them with somebody that's going to do the right thing.
As long as they're in control of it.
And implement these voting measures. And so here we are stuck in this circle, this cycle, this never-ending circle of not being able to, I mean, strategically, they did it well.
They did. Yes.
Yeah.
They made sure they had all of the pieces along the noose.
Right.
Perfectly encompassed, and they did, and they've got control of the noose now.
In the meantime, for 30 years, they've been indoctrinating our children in the government indoctrination centers we call schools. And so now the socialist system that our generation is furious about, socialism and communism, the next generation saying, what's wrong with that?
That's right. Yeah.
And, you know, so... we're going to have to decide if we want America or not.
Yeah, and it is. It's going to come down to elections because, it should have already come down to the fact that we should have already been able to look at the last election in 2020 and go, that was a catastrophe. It was clear and obvious fraud, as obvious as it could get. And none of the states got rid of any of the machines. They still allowed the ballots to be sent in. And they're allowing extended counts. It's just, you know, but that's every state that still has the machines and everything, that's you can't possibly expect anything else other than fraud.
Right. Well, and where they did address it, the one state, Florida, the Republicans swept the election.
Yes, they did. And they got it done. They have like 21 million people in Florida. They got it done in a day. Oh, and by the way, Brazil, they got all of their elections counted in 3 hours.
Right.
And so, you know, and here, any of the states that are saying, oh, we still need to count more, it's because of fraud. That's all it is, period. You know,
right. And anytime they say, oh, we're going to take a break for the weekend and stop counting and stop releasing numbers, something's up.
Yep, big time.
Well, let's get to the news, or let's get to the word of the day, break away from the news a little bit, right, and see what the Lord has in store for us today.
That's right. Okay, so the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, and you'll understand why I'm reading this whole thing as soon as you hear the title of those verses. The title reads, "The Son of Man Will Judge the Nations." When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Then he will also say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they will also answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." Mm. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. And that's it.
Wow. So, hallelujah. I cannot wait for that.
Exactly.
He's going to come and judge the nations.
Yes. And see, that is why they call it the gospel, the good news.
Yes.
Right? Because this is... When we've got nothing but evil and lies and deception and voter fraud and election fraud and evil people scheming, as soon as they wake up every day,
they scheme in their beds.
Yes, they scheme in their beds before they even get up. And the Lord hates that. And so do we. And, you know, when all of us are sick and tired of their horrible garbage that we have to face and deal with every day, there's beautiful verses in the gospel like these.
Yes.
Where you go, they may have won the little battle here, but God is going to win the war.
Right.
So,
right.
And we're on his side, and praise God for that.
That's right. And his people are in the trenches right now fighting, and they're not going to let, Carrie Lake's not going to take this laying down. They're fighting.
Oh, no. It's not over. Fight. It's right. Not over. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, matter of fact, as the numbers come in, they're saying there could be a recount on that.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, because the last we looked, there was still 26,000 votes to be counted. And Katie Hobbs, through their fraud, only had a lead of something something like 18,000 or something. And yeah, they still had 26,000 left to count. And so,
in a heavily Republican area.
That's right.
And yeah. And she ended up pulling that off. It's not even believable. The numbers don't even add up. And so,
right.
We're going to do our best. We're going to fight against unrighteousness and lies and tyranny here as best we can. But we also know that, the King of Righteousness is coming.
That's right.
And, he's going to definitely make everything right.
Right. And he is justice.
We have a duty to stand in the gap.
That's right.
For sure. That doesn't mean we just check out because he's going to come back and make everything right.
Nope.
But, for the battles that you get frustrated about because it appears that the enemy is winning here and winning there, They are, but it is only very temporary.
Yes, and just remember, we win in the end.
Yes, and we're going to win until then every chance we get.
That's right.
So put that scripture out again one more time for the listeners.
Okay, so that was Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46.
Got it. All right, that's a good one. All right, thank you for that.
Yep, praise God.
This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty will continue right after these messages. Stay right there.
We will proclaim the ideals of the Declaration of Independence, and we will never surrender the spirit and the courage and the cause of July 4th, 1776. Upon this ground, we will stand firm and unwavering in the face of lies meant to divide us, demoralize us, and diminish us. We will show that the story of America unites us, inspires us, includes us all, and makes everyone free.
If America can back up on its feet and once again fight for the proposition that we hold these truths to be self-evident. Sounds corny. Not a joke. Think about it. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing. You know how we talk about it, but we the people.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back from the break. This is segment two, which is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level with the podcast over there, Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher. And that website is prepping2-0.com. Now, in the news right now, there's a lot of consternation about Russia firing on Poland, which is a NATO country. Two people were killed, two allegedly Russian missiles went in. And Zelensky's like, what? What are you going to do about that, NATO? You guys need to get involved here. They've been trying to drag NATO and the United States into this conflict for a long time, and so everybody's saying, oh no, they're going to evoke the Article 5 of NATO's Article 5, which means you attack one of us, you attack all of us. Now we're all in, and World War III's on.
Right.
But they didn't. They actually backed off. The Poland has taken a little more conservative route. And they made an announcement that they're actually going to go to Article 4, which means let's call for a meeting and let's discuss this. He says, we have increased military alertness in the country, examining the possibility of activating Article 4, just the possibility of it, of the NATO alliance, which would summon all the members of the alliance for a security consultation. So a whole different approach here. Because, as Amir Sarfati pointed out, rightfully so, these were my thoughts, first of all, they're on the front lines. They're going to be the first ones to get kicked in the gut by Russia. You know, if NATO says, yeah, it's on, well, here comes nukes, and Poland's right there on the border. They're first. And then they're probably not so sure NATO's actually going to come and help them. So they're taking a much more low-key approach. So
yeah, all of that is very interesting, yeah. especially when you have to wonder, is that a false flag? Did they just,
Did
somebody else just happen to drop these so-called right. Russian missiles over there? I wouldn't put it past them because they are trying so hard to get World War III started. They just, they want to nuke everybody. They're depopulationists. They want to get rid of as many people as they can, as fast as they can.
Right. So, oh yeah. Up at that level for sure.
Yep.
So we'll continue to watch that. We're watching it very closely, and we'll see. We might find ourselves in a civil defense situation before it's all over, and probably will, but
no kidding.
Probably not this week.
Hopefully all right. not.
So, but let's talk about what's going on this week. Well, right now, we're talking about our elections being stolen.
Yes, and oh my gosh, there's some awesome stuff that is also happening here. I mean, this is clearly Wifflebat Wednesday, and so I don't know of anybody doing any better wiffling than Governor Greg Abbott right now.
Oh, yeah.
He did it. It's awesome. Texas declares invasion at the U.S. southern border and authorizes unprecedented measures to defend the state under the Constitution. Holy moly, fantastic.
Yeah, about time.
I'm speculating, but I think that he and Carrie Lake may have actually planned to announce that they're both going to do the same thing at the same time.
Right.
You know, to where it was a joint effort where both the states, clearly New Mexico is not going to do it because they're right. lost Democrats. They want all the illegals, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
In their state, they can have them. And so, you know, but I'm guessing that Carrie Lake was planning to do a joint effort with Greg Abbott. And since, you know, well, she's not there yet. She may still be. We'll see. But at least Texas is jumping yeah. right on top of it, just like they should, and they're not kidding around. And so they have actually declared the invasion.
Yeah,
and
we'll see what that means. We're going to follow that really closely because we want to see National Guard on the border.
Oh, exactly. And that's exactly what he outlines. He outlines that they're going to deploy the National Guard to safeguard our border and to repel and turn back immigrants trying to cross the border illegally. They're going to deploy the Texas Department of Public Safety to arrest and return to the border immigrants who crossed illegally and deploy DPS to arrest illegal immigrants for criminal activity.
Excellent.
They're going to build a border wall in multiple counties on the border, deploy gunboats to secure the border, designate Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations.
Outstanding.
Enter into a compact with other states to secure the border. That's where, you know, I'm suspecting that had been yeah. Arizona. And enter into agreements with foreign powers to enhance border security and provide resources for border counties to increase their efforts to respond to the border invasion.
Yes.
So, praise God for that.
Yep.
Oh, geez. I can't wait till Arizona gets in there and joins them.
And this is what's necessary. Because, you know, when DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was asked about these foreign invaders being, you know, released into the homeland of the United States, he acts like he says, I don't even know what you're referring to.
Oh, right.
Okay, well, you know what? Then you're incompetent. You need to resign, and the states need to step up and defend the borders that the federal government won't, which is a dereliction of their duty.
That's right. That's right. And Texas isn't even done yet. Texas is still doing more great things. It's down there in Harris County where we reported last week that people sitting in front of their polling machines, the poll workers, after they were closed, they sat there and watched the numbers on each of their machines increase all by themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Like they tripled and quadrupled, and they're going, this is fraud. This was in Harris County, Texas.
Yes.
And so they've got protesters out there saying, stop stealing our votes, and it's a huge protest. And so the governor has said that he's going to open a criminal investigation into the voting machine mayhem.
Excellent.
In the race that swung to the Democrat because of that particular fraud.
Excellent.
And he says, if this does not make your blood boil about how Harris County's Elections Department conducted our election, I don't know what will.
Good.
So good on Greg Abbott.
Yes.
Hooray. Three cheers
like
for Greg
to hear
Abbott.
That. Like to hear that. Okay, now what you have an audio clip too from what was this interview?
Oh yes, from Governor DeSantis. He had some. Well, they asked him to respond to President Trump.
Oh yes,
and so this guy has class, right?
Yep,
I mean,
sure
he really does. But you know, keep them in their own lanes. President Trump is a successful global leader, and he's already been proven. And DeSantis is a a proven state leader.
Yep.
I would love to see him president and vice president.
Yeah, you know, me too.
And so that's kind of mostly what we're hoping for. But listen to this great statement.
I've learned, like learned in this job, is when you're leading, when you're getting things done, yeah, you take incoming fire. That's just the nature of it. I roll out of bed in the morning. I've got corporate media outlets that have a spasm just the fact that I'm getting up in the morning, and it's constantly attacking. And this is just what's happened. I don't think any governor got attacked more, particularly by corporate media, than me over my four-year term. And yet, I think what you learn is all that's just noise. And really what matters is, are you leading? Are you getting in front of issues? Are you delivering results for people? And are you standing up for folks? And if you do that, then none of that stuff matters. And that's what we've done. We focused on results and leadership. And, you know, at the end of the day, I would just tell people to go check out the scoreboard from last Tuesday night.
Yeah, like you said, he's got class. And this is what the left is trying to do. They asked him for his reaction on things that negative things that Trump had to say, which, you know, I disagree with. He shouldn't have said those things. But he didn't take the bait. DeSantis did not even address Trump. He didn't mention him. He just diverted it to where it should have been. And that's the corporate media who's been attacking him and dogging him for 4 years.
Right.
He didn't even bite on that. And so I thought that was really cool of him to just say, hey, you know, it's just noise when people say stuff about you. I mean, the corporate media, and then you just hammered on them, which is there was a perfect response.
Well, exactly, because that's the next huge lie that the media is currently working on.
Yes.
And they know that the GOP, all of the rhinos that are, you know, they're Republican in name only because they're communists. Same
right.
thing. It's the rhinos and the dinos. It's the Democrats that have been taken over by the communists, and it's the Republicans that have been taken over by the communists, and they all agree with each other. They all get along. It's the
Uniparty.
Yep, right. The Uniparty. And now they've separated themselves, clearly dividing themselves, calling the real American Republicans Trump Republicans or MAGA Republicans.
Extreme far right, yes. Trumpists, and everything else.
Yeah.
So
we just want everybody to be aware of the fact that they are really going to double down and try to convince everybody that nobody supports Trump anymore, and nothing could be further from the truth, and you know, them trying to create drama that doesn't exist.
The truth is, they're terrified of a Trump DeSantis ticket in 2024.
That's for sure. Yep.
All right, guys, you have a blessed, safe day, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.